Hi folks, Glenn Twiddle here for another instalment of our CD of the month. And I've had some requests from some of our inner circle, from some of our program, for how to combat the increasing surgence in competitors who are wanting to compete on price. They're setting themselves up as a commodity where we compete on price alone. So what I'm going to include as part of this package is a little bit of audio from myself recorded here in the studio and a little bit of recording from a live seminar that I conducted recently, a very high priced one that I was very proud of and that we got some great reports and results from. I'm going to include that 15-20 minute segment on negotiating. But really, the whole 2 days was spent positioning those guys in that room so that they're never asked for a discount on commission. So there's a few issues on discounting on commission. First off, the reason the clients have asked at all is because they don't perceive you to be as of enough value. They think that why should they pay $12,000 for you to walk around their house, point at the granite bench tops, point at the backyard, and then demand $12,000 for your exercise in digit extension? They don't see, they haven't walked a mile in your shoes. They don't know what you had to become in order to be able to be an adequate negotiator. So we're going to go through some of the steps. Step one, you have to get your own mind to believe that you're worth your money. Now, I know that you might think, of course I'm worth my money, Glenn. That's what everyone gets paid. But there may be a part of you that still doesn't quite believe that it's that easy to earn $10,000 to $12,000. So one way I know to get your unconscious on board with the fact that you do deserve this is immersion in this sort of training, immersion in your professional development. I mean, imagine if you've invested, as I have, hundreds of thousands of dollars into your professional development. When someone asks for a discount, if someone wants to come to one of my events for free, look, a lot of the time I do let people if they just can't afford it or I fix them up on crazy payment plans. But here's the thing. I mean, that's time I was going to spend anyway. But if someone wants to get my time one-on-one for free, look, a lot of the time I do have to say no because my unconscious is so well programmed that my time is so valuable that that I just don't allow that, you know, to occur for the most part. And the same thing is true of you. Imagine if you've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars or even tens of thousands or even just literally thousands of dollars on your training, on your education. And that thousands of dollars might be in time. You know, if you invest literally days and weeks and months of your life in learning the skills to be a good negotiator, learning the skills to be able to add value to your clients, when they ask for a discount, you know, it'll be the way you answer, it won't be laced with nervousness. You won't be sitting there expecting, the discount question being asked. Because I remember back, I never got asked the question, but then I was in a very unique market, a very different market to you guys right now, in that we didn't really have many. There were some, but we didn't have as prevalent a cost-cutting, opposition. GoGecko, who get a lot of respect from me for being the first cost cutter to ever make any headway into the discount model, weren't around at that time. But suffice to say, there was still discounting of commission. I had one guy in my team, every second or third listing that he came in, he'd say, oh, I had to negotiate on com on this one, you know, and we were in the same marketplace. We were in the same company. And yet every two or three, four listings, he had to negotiate on his com, and I was never asked once. So what was the difference? The only difference was in our thinking, in that I just considered it a zero tolerance. It didn't even cross my mind that that's what people had to do, because I was just trained and drummed into me that we get paid that standard capped maximum. So first step is to immerse yourself in this sort of training. So the first sale that you've got to make that you're worth your $10,000 or $12,000 as opposed to a discount is you. You've got to convince yourself that you're worth that. And sometimes when that deal gets done so quickly that it takes less than a week, you've got to convince yourself that you're worth $10,000 for your week of part-time effort. Because really, we only do put a part-time effort into each individual listing that we get paid 10 grand for. So the first sale you got to make is you. I urge you to read my book, Advanced Hypnotic Selling for Real Estate Agents, the real estate one, because that's a whole book series. And in that, it goes into or if you email me, actually, if you email me at glenn@glenntwiddle.com, I'll give you an excerpt from that book on this exact subject, how to convince your unconscious mind that you're worth it, you know, because that's the first sale you've got to make. But you also want some rubber on the road strategies. So I'm going to just give you a short back and side summary in high quality audio because, you know, the recording from the seminar, while you can hear it, I'll just give it to you again in this part of the program so that you've definitely got the scripts, because the wrong time to be negotiating this commission is up front. The wrong time to be accepting a discount is when you're signing up the 22A or whatever your listing documentation is. It's the wrong time to be talking about it, because it's only when we deliver the value or fail to that the client can truly make a decision. So here's the script that I'm going to suggest you use, and I am going to repeat it in the seminar audio that follows this audio, is that if your client asks you to match a cost cutter, some sort of competitor says, Glenn, I like what you've got to offer. You know, I mean, of course, they've got to like you. They've got to want to, if they ask you to match a cost cutter, they say, yep, I'll go with you if you match a cost cutter. Well, one of the first things you can do, and one of the guys that that I trained with once, he jokingly said, yeah, we'll negotiate our commission upwards, you know. And the old favorite is that if I'll negotiate on, you know, that if another person is going to negotiate on their own family's, you know, income, their own family's food on the table, what are they going to do with your property when there's tens of thousands of dollars at stake? You know, the increments that negotiation occur on your property aren't in hundreds or even thousands. They are in fives and tens of thousands of dollars. So surely you want a strong negotiator. That being said, I think there's a more elegant way to deal with it, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with using that script that I just used in being strong and saying, I'm a great negotiator, and that's what you need. And that's why, you know, what's that few thousand dollars discount going to cost you in the bottom line? Because I appreciate that you want the best end of, you know, the best outcome at the end of the day, the most money in your pocket at the end of the day. And yeah, you might be saving a few bucks on the upfront commission, but that potentially could cost you tens of thousands on the other end. And this is best if it's supported by testimonials. And we're going to go through that very, very in depth in another volume of this program. But this is the more elegant way that I like. And it's based on the premise that really it's the wrong time to be negotiating at the signing of the listing documentation. And so what one might say, a series of agreements, and for you guys who've done my full training, you'll understand Socrates' principle here, a series of questions that the client agrees to. So first off, you know, it might be, I can understand that what you're after is you're after the most money in your pocket at the end of this transaction, yeah? Great. Well, let me ask you this, Bob. If I was to match, we've got a flat policy in our office of not accepting, and our entire team doesn't offer discounts at this stage of negotiation. And here's why. If all of our properties in our office were at, say, 3% commission or 2.5% or whatever your office policy is, if all of ours was standard 2.5%, so if all of our properties in our office are at 2.5% and we've got yours at 1.5%, all the others are at X and yours is at Y. When all the other team members have their buyers, because remember, you're not just dealing with me, you're dealing with a combined experience of 100 years of real estate experience, all with their own database and all working with particular buyers. So which of the properties in our office are they going to take their buyers to? I suppose more importantly, if yours was the discounted one, which is the last one that they're going to take their buyers to? Is it going to be the one where they're only going to earn 3/4 of the money or half the money? Well, it is. So let me just ask you this. I would suggest if we can incentivize my team so that they bring all their best buyers to your property. I don't know, and I'll throw something out here. Maybe even we offer them a bonus. You know, I'm not saying we can't accept any more than that maximum. But I'm just saying let's not disadvantage your property. Let's give it full incentive. And if the price they end up bringing you, if the price at the end of the day is anything less than what you feel is fair, after all the negotiations are done, if we're still shy of the mark, then all I ask is one opportunity to go back to the buyers. Say you're after a discount of, in this case, $3,500 to match our cost-cutting friend down the road. All I ask is when the price that comes in when the final negotiations are done, all they ask is one last chance to go and get that $3,500 out of the buyers. And if I can't do that, then you've got your commission. Fair enough? So if I can't make the buyers pay it, then you've got your discount. I mean, that's fair enough, isn't it? So do you see, basically what you're saying is, and you can even use these words, Bob, let me earn the fact that I'm worth more than our cost cutter down the road. And if I fail to earn it, then I absolutely will match their difference. Is that a fair opportunity? Is that fair? Let's give your property the best chance by incentivizing our team, and then let's negotiate it at the other end. So there's your script or something like that. Just get your 22A or your listing appointment signed up in full at the start. Then the next step is crucial. You've got to over-deliver on service. And I talk about this in other products. That means daily phone calls, updating them. You say, oh, Glenn, I've got nothing to tell them. Yes, you do have something to tell them. You can tell them how many hits it's had on the internet, how many inquiries they've had on the internet, how many inspections, whether an ad has... There's always something to talk about. The ad's going in, the open for inspections booked, we've had some follow-ups, blah, blah. You can go on every day. And if there's nothing to tell, then that's something that needs to be addressed immediately, because that means there's absolutely nothing going on. And if there's nothing going on, believe me, your days are numbered before they're considering going to your opposition. So you need to talk to them every day. And after you overservice them, talk to them every day, face-to-face once a week, and all those overservicing things that I talk about in other products, the fact of the matter is that after 30, 45 days or whenever it is that this thing gets sold, they will very and highly likely be too embarrassed to hold you to your offer, because they've seen so much work that you've done. You've kept them in the loop. The reason they ask for a discount in the first place is they didn't see the value, and you've shown them the work and the value. So first off, they probably won't ask. Second off, if they do, remember you've still got that one last chance to go and flex your negotiating muscles with your buyers and get that thing out of the buyers. And if you haven't done my negotiating training, you need to, because it's fantastic. If I do say so myself, please do. Give me a call. Let's find out. Or give me an email. Give me a call. Let's find out how to get you that negotiating training. It'll show you how to deliver way more value than your competitors are delivering. So first thing, they probably won't ask. Second, if they do, you can go and flex your negotiating muscles and see if you can fulfill on that promise. Say you only get an extra $2,000 out of that buyer. Well, you then only have to offer a $1,500 discount. And thirdly, even if you fail and you do have to extend the discount, well, it was better doing it now, giving yourself full opportunity to get paid full money, than it was by caving at the start and signing a 22A at a discounted commission, or a listing appointment at discounted commission. So there's my short take on how to combat a competitor. The other ways to combat a competitor are through positioning. Let me ask you this. If you were John McGrath or Amber Wershon or whoever is truly at the top of your game in your area, do you think they, what would they say when someone comes along and as a cost cutter? I mean, there's no way in hell you'll get John McGrath to match a cost cutter. There's no way in hell you'll get Amber Wershon or any of the star, seven-figure performers to match a cost cutter. So the thing is, you've got to do what they do before you're necessarily at that position. But you can set it up so that you're at that position. And I do talk about those things extensively in other trainings, how to position yourself. But again, really, you can just think about what John McGrath's done. He's an author. Why can't you be an author? He's a celebrity on the TV and on the radio, and he does press releases. You could do that. So there's some ideas just to position yourself better so that you're no longer this uninvited pest, but you're an invited guest into their property. And so, of course, asking for referrals is another way. If you're a referral, then they're highly likely to just do what their referring friend tells them to do, and that's list with you. So there's some ideas. Now, I'm going to play the audio from my live seminar. Again, some of it will be doubled up, but repetition is the mother of genius. So learn these scripts, learn these dialogues, draw a line in the sand at a zero tolerance policy. And anyone who wants a discount, refer them on to someone else in your office, possibly, who might need the listing more than you. Grab yourself a 20% a 20% referral fee on that. And just don't waste your time on those cost-cutting ones. But of course, good marketing and good deal flow is the solution to all this. If you've got too many clients that Which ones are you going to deal with last? It's the cost cutters. So get yourself too many clients. And of course, you can do that by checking out, you know, some of the marketing trainings that we've been doing of late on how to increase your deal flow so that you don't have to deal with anyone unless it's on your terms and on, you know, the way you do things, you know, rather than begging for that listing on the buyer's terms, on the seller's terms, you know, on their terms. So there's a short back and sides. Guys, listen to the audio that's coming up right now. I wish you all the best. Stay in touch if you need anything. I'm Glenn Twiddle. Here's our seminar from just a couple of weeks ago. I hope you enjoy. Bye for now.